Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered the release of the former Prime Minister Imran Khan, describing his arrest as illegal. Khan had been detained earlier in the week, sparking days of protest by his supporters. He faces multiple charges, including corruption. For an update, Osama bin Javed is joining us from Islamabad. So what's happened and what's likely to happen next then?
Well, he's going to stay in the custody of the Islamabad police and the National Accountability Bureau for his own safekeeping. He's been transferred to the same guest house that he was being kept at police lines. And the court has ordered him to appear before the Islamabad High Court tomorrow morning to get the case continued from where it was disrupted. According to the Supreme Court of Pakistan, Imran Khan's arrest was not lawful because no citizen should be arrested from the premises of the court, and it has deemed it illegal. That does not mean that Imran Khan's legal issues are over. The National Accountability Bureau continues to say that he needs to be remanded in their custody because he's not been cooperating with them. He's also been indicted in another case where his party leaders have been arrested, and hundreds of protesters belonging to the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf have also been arrested after their protests turned violent. In the last few hours, we saw crowds swelling up here behind us at the D Chowk, the road leading towards the Pakistani parliament, and police once again firing large volleys of tear gas at them, trying to disperse them, arresting people. And there is sporadic fire that we can still hear behind us as these protesters try to come together. The police goes after them and picks them up and puts them away. So it is going to be another interesting round of politicking and legal issues that Imran Khan faces, as the military has been called in multiple provinces to take care of the law and order, and Imran Khan's party alleging that all of these is being orchestrated by a government because it is afraid of going into elections. And we've heard from government leaders saying that this is to do with Imran Khan facing the courts as other leaders have faced them in the past, and they allege that he was corrupt during his time in power.
Thank you so much. Osama bin Javed reporting from Islamabad.